This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. It's Thursday today. It is the day before Christmas. And I think it's episode 91. This is going to be a shortened version of the drive home because I'm not actually leaving work. I left work a little early because I was doing a favor for my wife and went and did Christmas grocery shopping. We've got friends and family coming in a couple of days here, and so we wanted, actually, tomorrow. I wanted to make sure we had all the groceries in place, and my wife had plenty of other things to do, so I said I would go get groceries for her, and then I had to swap out movies at the movie place, and, you know, I could probably drive back to headquarters, but what's the point? So, so this is going to be a shortened edition. As you can probably hear from my voice, I'm still not quite over the cold. I'm really, really, really close, but I'm just got a little stuff in my throat. So I apologize in advance for clearing my throat on you all. It's been a good week. As I was just setting up the equipment, I had NPR on, and they were talking about the 10 albums of the week, and not included in those were the big pop icons and that kind of thing, but they got to talking about Katy Perry, and they were playing her California Dream or something. I don't know, girls. Anyways, I got so tickled the other day. The internet. How interesting is the internet? As far as a cultural pop phenomenon thing goes. I mean, I was out because I had heard about this kid who did lip syncing, Keenan something. I've already forgot. But what was really interesting was he had done a Katy Perry song. So I went out and listened to some of the Katy Perry song. And it was so funny because the authorized real version had like 700,000 hits, which of course is not shabby. That is not shabby, 700,000 hits. And then there were all these people who had been doing covers on them, and they all had over like a million hits. And then this one kid had done this lip sync. All he did was stand in front of his camera and lip sync. He had had like, I don't know, 15 million hits. The internet. What an interesting place. All is coming together for the VaneWorks stand. We had our first load. I picked up the first load. I'm losing track of time. I don't know when I picked it up, but I do have product in my basement. Was it last week I picked it up? Anyways, can't remember. I will be picking up more next week, and I would expect that very shortly after next week, we will be open for business. Finally. And then the next part of this great challenge starts, and that is figuring out how to market this thing. I do have some ideas. So this should be interesting. And we'll just kind of see how this all goes. I'm not sure if there's going to be a podcast next week. I am on vacation. I think maybe, I don't know, I've been halfway thinking about maybe doing a video podcast next week and showing everything stacked up in my office, and I'm ready to sell. We'll see. I'll figure that out next week. It will be fine. For this week, it's really just kind of a smorgasbord this week. I just actually had a really nice time at Walmart putting into practicing this whole idea of keeping your head up and smiling at people and saying hello when they look your direction. I mean, it's so interesting to go into Walmart on a day like today, 2 days before Christmas, when everyone is trying to bustle and hustle around and get the last few things in, and it's much crowder than it normally is when I go shopping, which is about 7 o'clock, 7:30 on Saturday mornings. You know, there's so many more people, and they're hustling and bustling around, and so many of them just have scowls on their faces, and Of course, if you're working your way through the store, you just keep kind of running into the same people over and over. So I finally break down and say, "Hey, how you doing?" And some people kind of look at me like, "Why are you talking to me?" And other people smile and talk. And one lady in particular had just a darling little baby girl with her. And we crossed paths a couple of times and said greetings, and I complimented her on her baby girl, and she obviously was a proud mama, and so it was fun. It was just fun. Anyways, so I have started a book. I really need to get back and finish that creativity book, but I heard about these other books. and I thought, I should order those. Because I'm going to have some time, I think, over this next week. I do have a few little business things that I need to take care of, but I think I'm going to take some time off this next week just to kind of regroup and recharge. And since, you know, it's going to be potentially hectic here once we actually start getting tech bloggers to talk about the stand and I go out and start doing some real marketing on it, trying to get some attention. Hopefully, it will get a little hectic, and so I don't know how much time I'll really have to relax for the next little bit here. So I thought, well, next week we'll just kind of enjoy ourselves a little bit and maybe get some extra reading done. So I'm hoping to get farther through the book on creativity, but I'm also, at the same time, working through a book called The 4-Hour Work Week, which I had heard about with some friends, with a young couple I go to breakfast with on Saturdays, which, by the way, I haven't been out with anybody this week. Nobody, because everyone's gone on schedules and all that kind of stuff, and so our normal topics of conversation that come up, I am flying solo this week, which is the reason it's kind of a mishmash this week. But I was talking to some friends that I go to breakfast with on Saturday a couple of weeks ago, and they had mentioned the 4-Hour Work Week, and they had mentioned the 4-Hour Body, which is by the same guy. And this guy's, his quest in life is to kind of push the envelope and see what can actually be done in life. And it's very, very interesting. I've just started the first couple of chapters, but it's really resonating with me and resonating with some of the things that I've been thinking about in terms of why go work a 9-to-5 job day after day after day after day after day. And putting that in conjunction with Jesus Christ saying, look, don't worry about what you're going to eat or what you're going to wear. Just some interesting things. But I haven't finished the book, and I'm not even far enough into it to really talk intelligently about it yet. So coming weeks, we may talk about that a little bit. It's interesting, as the VaneWorks stand is coming to a close of one phase of the product. Specifically, we're moving out of the manufacturing phase and into the marketing phase. Obviously, depending on how fast the products I have stockpiled sell, I may be back into the manufacturing phase again fairly shortly, or, you know, I may be in the marketing phase for a while. We'll see. But just in conjunction with that, I've actually been reflecting a little bit on the experience thus far, the adventure thus far, as the small little blog on VaneWorks.com calls it. And I'm to the point now where I'm ready to make a few more entries in that. This has been, it's really been fun. I mean, it's cost a lot of money, but it really has been fun and very interesting. And I've met a lot of very interesting people. Hard workers, you know, despite a few little bumps in here and there that we've had, it's been a really, really good experience. And one of the things that was really highlighted in my mind this week was what a privilege it is to send some work towards Springfield Workshop. They are really doing a good work down there. I love Springfield Workshop. You know, they're conscientious, they want to do a good job, and they're providing employment for people who otherwise might not be able to get employment. And just the whole process of working with them really has been fun. And I didn't bring that big of an order down to them. Now, you know, by the time it's all said and done, I probably will be spending $1,000 with them, but you know, I'm just kind of a drop in the bucket to what they need to keep that place open. But everyone has been so kind down there. And as I was picking up product, was it Friday I was picking up product? Maybe it was. So I was picking up product on Friday. I got a chance to talk with the lady who led the team that actually put the product together. And really a nice lady. And she was saying, oh, you're Phil. I said, yeah. And she said, well, thank you so much for bringing us the work. And, you know, I just wanted to let you know that everything went together really well. You had obviously thought it all through, and it was easy for us to assemble them. And I said, well, good. I said, I was really hoping it would be. And she said, yeah. And she said, everyone really enjoyed assembling them. So she said, you know, I just want to tell you thank you. And this is, she said, this job, this is the kind of job that's really just perfect for us. And so I said, well, I'll be coming back for more, because this was just kind of the first go around. She said, okay, great. So Springfield Workshop's been working on some more. They'll be working on them next week for me. And they've got all the supplies at this point. And it's been such a good experience working with them. And it's been a good experience working with all the suppliers. It's been such a good experience that I'm really kind of rethinking my whole approach. The plan was always to try to get to 4,000 sales, because if I get to 4,000 sales, I can completely pay myself back for all the money I've invested in it. And then from there, go ahead and move everything up to Amazon.com. And that was the plan originally. But there's been a couple of things that have come along this last week that now I'm thinking maybe there's a new plan. First of all, obviously, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to get to 4,000 sales, but for the sake of argument, let's just say that I can get to 4,000 sales. The advantage of going to someplace like Amazon.com is you get into all of their international shipping stuff, and I mean, they just handle all that stuff. The disadvantage is by the time it's all said and done, I think it'll be $4 or $4.50, something like that, for them to stock the product. Oh, excuse me. Stock the product and actually fulfill it. That cuts in a little bit to the profit margin, but it's fine. There's still enough profit margin in there, especially if I'm not having to deal with any of that order fulfillment stuff. But one of the things that happened this week was working with Springfield Workshop and how wonderful it was to actually push some work their way. But the other thing that happened this week was watching, I think it was 2020 on Friday night of last week, and they were, you know, showing some of these projects around the world that are eminently practical projects that are not expensive and yet make substantial differences in people's lives, like drilling wells for villages, or Clumpy Nut, this paste that a company makes of, it's basically peanut butter with hyped up vitamins and minerals and milk powder and enough sweet in it that anybody will eat it. And you can give this to children who are severely malnourished and make a qualitative, substantive difference in their lives in short order. Because it's just loaded with calories and it's easily digestible, and it's not expensive to make. And I was just thinking, you know, I got to figure out how to get the whole international shipping thing worked out, because that's definitely something. I'm just starting out with U.S. to begin with, but then if I was going to keep doing it myself, I would have to get the international shipping stuff worked out. I'm getting my mail. And I'm not really sure how I'm going to do that yet. I've got to do some investigating. I'm sure there's someone somewhere, that somebody is doing something as far as international shipping goes, and there's got to be some way to do it without it just being horrifically expensive. And I'm going to be checking into some of those things. But if I can get that worked out, one of the options that I was working through this week is if I can get that worked out, then maybe instead of going up to Amazon, I could just go back to Springfield Workshop for maybe more product there. And in doing that, then, maybe I could save that $4.50 or whatever it would be to go up to Amazon. I'm backing into my garage. Save that money instead of going to Amazon. And then if I could save that money instead of going to Amazon, maybe I could just take that money and just route it, you know, into some of these causes around the world that are not that expensive, and yet can do such cool stuff. And I was thinking, you know, maybe if this thing would sell a little bit, we could just have, like, you know, a project every month and just route some money to different organizations. And so I don't know. I'm kind of working through that whole thing. But it's interesting because I thought I had this all kind of worked out. And now that I'm coming towards the close of one thing, I can just feel it turning a little bit. That maybe what I need to consider is not necessarily making it more convenient for myself as much as looking at this as an opportunity where I can branch out my influence and continue to branch out my influence, not just in Springfield, but, you know, around the world. So I don't know. I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about it. We'll see how this goes. It should be very interesting. Anyways, this is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.